אם תכנה עליי מכנה
לא יירא ליבי
לא יירא ליבי לא יירא ליבי אם תכנה עליי מכנה לא יירא ליבי לא יירא ליבי לא יירא ליבי אם תקום עליי מלחמה אוי מלחמה אם תקום עליי מלחמה אוי מלחמה וזאת אני בוטח 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 וזאת אני בוטח.
קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך ספר תהילים.
The preparation passage from the lesson from Psalms 18, the second part of it. The Creator, His way is perfect. The word of the Creator proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. For who is God but the Creator? And who is a rock except our Creator? The Creator who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back until they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with the strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Creator, but He did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me for strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Creator lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, the Creator who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who delivered me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me from those who rose against me and rescued me from the men of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever.
A
person has no more than his inner war.
As
all the enemies, all the issues that come up are from within, depicting to a person the image of the world, the concealment. Should he arrange his inner qualities
as
they will always be according to the situation presented to him from above, he will always see the world as Ein Sof, the next world, the corrected world. Hence, what we need to pay attention to, first and foremost, is how do we arrange what we describe, what we reveal, or what is revealed within us, what the Creator present to us as problems, to the same extent that we disagree with what happens on the outside, and we should understand that it stems from the fact that within us are inner qualities that do not agree with the qualities of the Creator. They are conflicting. And to the extent they are conflicting the qualities of the Creator, the qualities of the light, according to the degree where we are, right? And then accordingly we are seeing all kind of forms, starting from black up to all kind of other colors and shapes, colors, sounds, in the texture of matter, in everything. All that we are seeing is us feeling the world, meaning the extent to which the Creator disappears. We see its opposite. Hence, our whole work is how should I arrange myself, my qualities, in such manner that my perception will be in the light itself, in the Creator. Thus, it is considered that I'm corrected. Hence, all the enemies, all the haters, as King David writes here, right? All his great work. He was always at war. It all speaks of inner action, inner work, as one felt himself always used to search in what further is he different from the Creator, and all those inner qualities, thoughts, desires, he received them as foreigners and as aliens to him, and with all his power he desired arranging them in such manner that he saw only the upper light clothing within the corrected vessels instead of in those very same uncorrected vessels being their desires, feeling opposite forms. This is what we need also to see day by day in all that we are feeling. A person who doesn't feel the clothing of the light in what he's in and what he's feeling in sight, hearing, taste, texture. If one doesn't feel that they're the light cloth and is identifying with the actions of the light, then to that extent he is in concealment. Hence, the entire work is to locate in what am I different each and every moment from the corrected self, as I would agree with all that happens, but not now. He who agree now then has nothing to correct. Well, there are such righteous as if And all that comes, it's like all for the good. No, it all comes for the good if I'm about to correct it, and I'm through this bad that I'm feeling that revolves me. This bad I'm feeling has come upon me for the good, in order for me to correct myself, and not for me to just take it as all is good and suffer, and will not in not my own benefit, nor for the Creator, rather just saying it's for the good, and actually inside they're whinging. So we are discovering all the opposite discernments, correcting them, intend to correct them by the group, dissemination, prayer, quest for the Creator, etc., until we are feeling within all the desires of ours, as we received qualities that are in accordance with the influence of the Creator, thus are in connection with Him, in hug, in coupling, adhesion. Well, let's read something. What have we got next? Yes, yes. Let's start the lesson.